cannot write when I am tired. I cannot write when I am sad. I only write when I am wired and cannot sleep inside my bed. It's the full moon that shakes me while I am alone. It's the water that wakes me, bringing life into my bones. I cannot smile when I am empty. I cannot smile when I'm underground. I only smile when I'm with you, plenty after being lost. Now I'm found. It's the full moon that shakes me while I am alone. It's the water that wakes me, bringing life into my
You are tuned to Express Yourself on KDNK, and I'm very proud to introduce Harper Powell from the Salida, Colorado area. How are you, Harper?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Welcome to KDNK. So Harper is a 1/4 of Ladies in the Round at Steve's Guitars later tonight. Another component of that magical mix is the one and only Natalie Spears. How are you, Natalie?
I'm good. How are you, Ryan?
I'm good. It's good to see you here again.
Thanks for having us.
And we also have Jillian in the studio, who will have to find a microphone somewhere around
there.
Hey, Jillian.
Thanks for having me.
Last time we saw you was the last time there was a ladies in the round.
Yeah.
And you were just beginning your expedition for the United States, living in a van and performing. So how's the summer been?
It's been really hot. We went out to the East Coast and it was really moist. but it's been beautiful. Got some good outdoors time in and some great studio time and friend time and some good shows out.
We got to play with Air Out East.
We did. We did. We had a little house concert in Cambridge, Mass. And it was beautiful.
And how's the inspiration been for the work?
Status quo, which is generally a good thing.
That's good.
Yeah.
Good to hear. So Harper, if you'd like to get that microphone, yeah. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to meet these wonderful ladies here?
Yeah, so I met Natalie kind of through a couple avenues, but she was performing with Gabrielle Louise from Paonia, and they were performing in Salida and stayed at my parents' house. And I wasn't there. I go to college at CU Boulder, so I was in Boulder at the time, but about a week later, Gabrielle Louise played in Boulder area, and that's when I met Natalie for the first time. And then my sister and I opened for Natalie and Lizzie Plotkin in the Boulder area last spring, and then I did a show a couple weeks ago with Natalie and Lizzie, so it's been kind of a just a couple different meetings and playing more together lately, which has been really fun. So yeah, so I grew up in Salida, and I'm now in my third year at CU Boulder.
What are you studying?
I'm studying English literature.
Okay.
At school, but doing music in addition to.
Was the song that you just performed a song that you wrote?
Yes. Yeah.
And so you recently came out with a CD. You mentioned your sister, you and her.
Yeah, we came out with a CD when I was a freshman in high school, which was about 5 years ago.
Not so recently.
So good.
With a lot of old-time bluegrass covers. And then a couple years later, I produced a CD of my own with several of my originals. And then earlier this year, I came out with a couple singles, which that song I just played, It's the Full Moon, is on Spotify and stuff like that. So the internet waves.
Are your parents musicians?
My mom has played banjo and piano in the past. She doesn't play a whole lot anymore. And my dad has never played an instrument, but is just now learning guitar for the first time.
Cool. Because I read in the notes that you were 9 when you started going to open mic.
Yeah.
In Salida.
Yeah, Salida has a great music community, and it was a great intro into live music. And we used to go to a local cafe and see live music, and that's where it was called Bongo Billy's, and that's where I got my intro into performing and my love of music.
And what attracts you to Americana music?
I think it's a great description of the type of music I enjoy, because it encompasses bluegrass, singer-songwriter, old-time. It's kind of a combination of all the styles that I really connect to, that are songs and stories about the human existence. I think that's what I love, harmonies and pretty instrumentation.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of history too. And
yeah, definitely.
Kind of connects us to our ancestry, our roots.
For sure.
And the origin of a lot of the music today is there.
Yeah.
Cool. And so the show is tonight at Steve's Guitars at 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. And another member of the Ladies in the Round will be Olivia Pevick, who couldn't be here. I believe she's at the Near New, maybe?
I don't, Near New or CRMS, I'm not sure.
Okay. I saw something about a parakeet showing up in Near New, so if anybody lost their parakeet.
Someone else found a parakeet in town.
It might have been taken to the Near New.
No, this was safe like harbor. Months ago.
Okay.
There's parakeets on the loose in Carbondale.
They're taking over.
I know.
What a beautiful thing.
I know.
And so I would love to hear a song from you, Jillian. Sure. You played a few for us last time.
Yeah. All right, how should I best do this?
Yeah, we'll move the mic set up a little bit.
I can stand up.
And get you all set up.
I have to adjust one.
How's that?
Perfect.
Underfoot a pile of leaves, I beg you please, sir, if you'll only walk with me, then you will see just what I mean. In the warm October sun, that's when I grab my boots and run, that's how it always has been done, that's how the chase begun. Way up there, up in them trees, that's where I bred my fantasy. When I'm up there, you can't see me, my breath is finally free. From overseeing eyes, a worse reminder is that our culture's cursed, this whirling dervish mind, a purse of treasures to be heard. Treasures to be heard. One by one they all fall down, their little souls without a sound. My tears of joy ain't so profound, the leaves I mean float to the ground. And in my haste, my blurred eyes had I forgotten to disguise my body and the twigs entwined up in those autumn skies. Me, sir, if you will, we'll scoot on south to yonder hill. Aye, the leaves are green, they're still, man, I hope they're right. For I have gone for far too long just singing out these autumn songs instead of where my heart beats strong beneath the autumn sun. Beneath the autumn sun. I see her lose and steam, my friend, you just relax around this bend. I'll set us up a lovely tent, we'll sleep beneath the stars. And the best to say for last, even before you leave your cozy sleeping bag evermore, your dreamy eyes blink open to find that the sun's on the rise. So open those eyes. And dance to the horizon. First the left and then the right, just wobble forward toward the light. Taste the air and smell the bite, these colors never spend the night. Instead you'll find them at your feet, they're resting well, their hearts don't beat. The wind has brought their great defeat, their grave is my respite. With everyone is come and gone, I'll still be perched upon the arm of any willing sycamore, clinging to his bones before I pull out my guitar and chant the mantra of this sacred dance. Oh, I every October roam, chasing autumn home. Yes, I every October roam, chasing autumn home. Oh, I every October roam, chasing autumn home.
Got warm in here.
Oh, that was really cool. Jillian, did you write that one?
I did. My mom dared me to write a happy song, so I wrote a song about autumn and being a kid, basically.
It's really a special song.
Yeah.
I love how textured it is, all the different layers. It feels like falling leaves.
Yes, that's what I'm going for. Yeah.
Could you talk a little bit about your musical inspirations?
You've just reminded me that I'm completely unprepared for speaking on the radio. Musical inspirations. All of them? I've never, like, looked into anything in an academic setting except a little quick window into folk music. But outside of that, it's, like, the 10 CDs I grew up on.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever Z100 was playing during the 90s. That's the New York City pop station. And then whatever I could find through friends that were better musically educated all through the collegiate and post-collegiate years. So it's a lot of everything, but in the last decade, I'd say I really focused in on the folk and Americana, and I had a bluegrass window for sure. Not that you'd ever know. but yeah, a lot of roots music.
So when you sit down...
Jazzy ladies.
Right. When you go to write a song, what is that process like? Do you feel like the song comes to you?
Most often, and thank goodness. I was just telling Natalie, I think it was yesterday morning, I tried to sit down and intentionally write a song. And for my Patreon patrons, I have like a demo of the month club, and I owe them one every month. And I couldn't come up with anything actually that felt good for the first time in well over a year. So that was a little bit frustrating. But usually the song just comes. And we just roll with it.
So that's a really interesting format as a musician, to have patrons and then you give them work as you create it.
Yeah, it's a really fun relationship. I think it's really fulfilling, and it keeps me working all the time, which is great. As a full-time musician, it's really easy to get lost in the grind of it all, but this keeps me just constantly creating, and I love that.
And so when you're on the road, how do you go about recording those for your patrons?
I have a teeny tiny microphone that plugs into an old iPad that a friend gave me as a gift when I moved into the van. And in the right setting, and sometimes I have to move the van around a bit and throw up some blankets and all those sorts of things. But in the right setting, it captures things pretty well. And I'm lucky because I'm just working with like a guitar and vocals and the occasional weird percussive sound that I find in the van.
Cheese graters
and such.
You know,
it's not too tough.
I personally really value that. You know, of course, it's wonderful to have really clean recordings and studios and the mastering, but it's also really neat, I think, with the way music can be shared these days too. Also, yeah. Just have it be a little bit grainy and allow it to come from the moment, whatever objects or setting is there present with the song in its creation and in its...
For sure. That's there in most of my recordings. My first album that I put out was on it. It was just on the iPhone microphone, like an iPhone 4 or something. And a friend sort of mastered it for me. Didn't really... It's just kind of what it is. So I did that, and then... I tried to record a single in a modular studio booth, and that came out really noisy, but it kind of sounded like a cool old tape. So I went with it, and I put that on Spotify. And then I recorded this whole last Winter Ballad EP on this little microphone with my iPad, and that's out in the world, too.
Wow.
Piece of cake. Kind of.
And so now as we move towards fall... And like your song implies, where are you headed next?
I'm so excited. I'm heading up to Wyoming next week. It'll be my first time touching foot in the state. And from there, I think we're going to hit Montana and Idaho and the Pacific Northwest. I've never been to any of these places, so.
Great.
Pretty excited.
Sounds like a nice chilly winter.
Yeah, thanks. Maybe wet too. I'm not sure.
Which isn't a bad thing by any means. Yeah. And probably will be inspirational. You could write the winter
Fingers
song
crossed.
Next and have the four seasons of Chili and Grogan. I'd love to listen to that.
Yeah.
Well, we have about 6 minutes left in today's show, so I'd like to turn it over to you ladies. And the show's tonight at 8 at Steve's Guitars, once again called Ladies in the Round with Jillian Grogan. You just heard her. Harper Powell, who performed earlier in this segment, and we have Natalie Spears and also Olivia Pevick, not present in the studio, but she'll be there on stage. What is it like? How do you format something like this? And for people who are on the fence, what could they expect if they go?
Magic,
yeah,
unicorns
seriously.
And rainbows and confetti. All the things.
Okay. Definitely magic.
Just trying to create the
glitter.
Sizzle. Last time we did this in May, it was really wonderful. We had...
It was incredible.
Ellie was here. Both my bandmates from different bands were here. It was awesome.
A little bit cheating.
I know.
But
it was
cheating. Great.
Ellie and Lizzie and Jillian and I all played, and we had a little bit of time. It was all very little bits of time to collaborate, so we kind of worked on each other's stuff, and... We, Jillian and I, have had a little bit of time this week to work on her stuff, and Olivia's, we've worked on her stuff a little bit too, and Harper and I have played a little bit. So we're all going to kind of like dabble on each other's songs, and the music tonight that's going to be shared is all original. Mm-hmm. I think each of us is going to share 4 songs, kind of rotating who goes when. And it should just be a really wonderful lady-powered night, so come on out and hang out and...
And pretty dynamic.
Yeah. Like, I feel like we all are so different and bring different things to the table, which just makes it a really rich collaboration. So I'm excited about that.
The magic of the moment.
Yeah.
It's not all rehearsed
no.
necessarily.
Definitely not. But
nope.
But I think we're all, it's
Nor
all these women
music
are incredible musicians.
Be, right.
So
yeah.
That helps, and great listeners, and that's cool.
Audience yeah, participation?
Yeah, always.
Great. I'm in.
Always.
Would you like to play another song, Harper, while that mic is hovering towards you.
Do you want to do one of yours? Want to play Tennessee?
I've played in this valley a lot, so I'm happy to share. And you guys, yeah, do your stuff, Harper.
Okay. We have a couple minutes?
Yep, we do.
All right. Play us out. This is called Windowless Timetable.
When the night is over, maybe I'll see the owl. Maybe I'll see the nightingale. See differently.
And that was the angelic music of Harper Powell, once again of four ladies performing tonight together on their own, leading one another, and collaborating at Steve's Guitars, the only place great enough for that kind of show, I think.
And thanks, Steve. We love you.
Big thanks to Steve for bringing so much wonderful music to Carbondale and the Roaring Fork Valley. And a big thanks to you, Natalie, for helping to bring Jillian Grogan and yourself and Harper Powell to Katie and Kay for these performances.
I'm laughing because... anyway.
So once again, the show's at 8 p.m. And also features Olivia Pevick. Anything else that any of you would like to add before we wrap things up?
We just love to see you all out there.
Yeah.
You don't have a microphone, so yeah, we'll echo
Jillian
it.
Saying she'd love to see y'all
I
out there.
I would love to see y'all out
We'd
there
all
tonight.
Love to see y'all out there.
It's happy first Friday.
It's going to be packed. Usually, last time we did this, it was really packed, and I'm not just saying that to like, oh, come on out. It really was. So if you actually do want to come, it starts at 8 o'clock, and I would show up at 8 o'clock because...
Get there a little early.
Get there a little early. Do yourself a favor if you want to sit.
Yeah.
But don't let that deter you.
Yeah, there's always nice room outside as well.
Yes.
For hanging out on the benches.
And the back room.